Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kristen. May I please have your zip code to further assist you?
48047.
All right, your first and last name?
Mary Gaglio, G-A-G-L-I-O.
That was 48047?
Yep.
Would it be under Richard?
Yep, it could be under Richard, too. Actually, that's why I'm calling, because I have two charges. Well, I might have even more than that. I keep getting these charges on my credit card, and he's not ordered anything from Transcend Wellness.
Okay, for security purposes, I need the shipping address to be verified on the account.
Sure thing. 48369 Donahue, Chesterfield, Michigan, 48047.
Thank you. So I'm sure that it was from a contest that was entered for a Dyson's Vacuum, which created the Bite Tub membership, and you're stating that neither one of you guys never created this order?
No, we didn't. No. He probably thought if he entered the contest, he might win a free vacuum, but I don't want to be in – getting charged $60 a month, $59.
Right, so I'm asking because if you're claiming that it's fraud, I have to send you guys over to the fraud department. So it's something they'll have to handle. So I would have to know, you know, if it's something he created or it's something that you guys didn't create.
I don't know if he did or not. He might have did it in error and entered a contest, but that's a bait and switch scam, if you ask me.
All right. Well, ma'am, if you didn't create the account, you wouldn't know what the website looks like. It does state in the terms and conditions that it is a trial period where you're signing up for a Dyson's vacuum. And if you don't call the council, then 4 days later, you will be billed for the Bite Tub membership. So it's your credit card, but you didn't place the order, correct?
No, we didn't place the order. So.
All right, ma'am. Give me one moment. I'm going to send you over to the fraud department.
Thank you. I've probably been fucking charged on this.
All right, you are going to be transferred over now.
Thank you.